Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News Briefing for Wednesday, May 18. A female cyclist has been killed in Melbourne's CBD after falling into the path of a truck. The incident happened just after 5pm yesterday, with the cyclist travelling south on King Street near the Fitzroy Gardens in peak hour traffic. 7 News understands she lost her balance at the intersection of Latrobe Street and then collided with the truck. The truck driver stopped at the scene and was assisting police with their inquiries. Anyone who witnessed the incident has been urged to contact police. The Australian Electoral Commission warns today is the last day that COVID-positive electors can apply for a postal vote. Anyone who is currently isolating with the virus is urged to get in touch with the AEC by 6pm tonight. Those who test positive after 6pm tonight will be able to vote over the phone. Voters with COVID will register and be issued with a unique code that will identify them to the AEC worker taking the call before they tell the official how they wish to vote. Pre-polling has been popular this election, with some 3.21 million people already casting their ballots. And controversial ticketing website Viagogo will have to pay a $7 million penalty for misleading consumers when it resold concert and sports tickets 5 years ago, after its appeal against a prior court decision was tossed out. The full court of the federal court dismissed Viagogo's appeal of the 2019 judgment, which found the firm had misled consumers through a marketing and transactional web on an industrial scale. The case was brought by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission in August 2017, claiming Viagogo advertised headline ticket prices on its website without disclosing the total prices that people would pay. The site also hid significant fees of up to 28% from ticket buyers until later in the booking process. Now, here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. Wages growth for the March quarter has come in at 0.7% and 2.4% for the year. This is slightly below forecasts and well below consumer price inflation, but the fifth quarter in a row of wages growth. The billionaire founder of Fortescue Metals Group, Twiggy Forrest, has retaken the reins at the iron ore giant for the first time in over a decade. The move is part of a broader shake-up of top management as the group chases the ambitious goal of decarbonising within 8 years. US retail sales came in close enough to forecasts overnight, rising 0.9% in the month of April. The numbers showed Americans are continuing to spend despite falling real incomes and rocketing inflation, and are turning more heavily to credit cards to do so. Turning to the markets, the ASX 200 is heading higher for the fourth session in a row, despite a slight drop around the release of today's disappointing wages data. Technology, resources and consumer-facing stocks, including travel companies and retailers, are today's strongest performers. Robust US retail sales gave a boost to Wall Street overnight, pushing investors to embrace risk once again and sending technology shares listed on the NASDAQ more than 2% higher. The Australian dollar has clawed its way back above the psychologically important 70 US cents level. It's now buying 70.35 US cents, 66.7 euro cents and $1.11 New Zealand. And that is your finance fix for Wednesday, May 18, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News Briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News Nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.